88.5 KCSN and KCSN.org. I'm Michelle Manachikanyan, and I've got two members of the Arkells here in studio with me, Max Kerman as well as Mike DeAngelis. I should clarify, the Arkells are here as a full band, all five pieces, and they're going to play for us a few songs coming up. But Mike and Max, thanks so much for coming by to chat with us.
Thank you for having us. It's great to be in Southern California again.
Max, you called your new album, which is called Morning Report, your most honest to date. I want you to tell me a little bit about what, how you feel that it's the most honest. What changed, or how did you approach this perhaps differently from previous records?
Yeah, I think the older I get, the more comfortable I am with myself and talking about, you know, kind of the spectrum of my emotional being. So there's a number of songs that, you know, are about relationships and tough periods that relationships go through. And I wasn't afraid to sort of dive into that world and really talk about it openly and honestly. But also, there's more to my personality than just that. And there's other songs about, you know, road trips with friends, and there's some songs that have kind of silly lyrics. And that's all me. The older I get, the more comfortable I am with just being myself.
And would you also characterize that the longer you've been in the business, that the less, you know, inhibited you feel about sharing that honesty? Do you feel like that's part of it?
Yeah, because I kind of realized, like, the people who I really adore and admire the most that are making art are the ones that are sort of just like the best versions of themselves. They're not trying to be anybody else. They just have figured out how to be the best version of who they are when they're making art. And yeah, that's definitely something I've observed over the years that I try to live by.
And tell me a little bit about your influences, both of you, if you want to chime in terms of who's motivated you to get into music, to get involved as artists.
That's a good question. I think for me personally, music was something that I did as a kid that my parents kind of made me do. And it wasn't until I went to university and sort of met the other guys in the band, specifically Max and Nick in first year, that I even considered that there was some sort of social element to making music, where you did it with your friends and you did it together and you learned how to do it together. And I think that's what inspired me to even think about music as a career. I don't think I'm the type of person who would do it alone. So I don't have any stories about like hearing like a Nick Drake record or something and getting like, oh, I gotta do it on my own and make it happen. It was sort of meeting these guys and then seeing shows, a lot of local Canadian bands in town that really fired me up on the whole idea.
Having heard your rehearsals, I think we're in for a really cool treat today here at KCSN. You guys are going to start out by playing Knocking at the Door, correct?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so the Arkells here on 88.5 KCSN.
Some news that might break the tension. Can't walk on water, but I'm walking through an intersection. All aboard, I heard my brother say. All aboard, and like it's some parade. Well, that's me when I'm knocking at the door. I'm that was stolen.
So how'd you keep going?
I put my shoulder to the wheel and I just kept rolling. You can call it religion, walking into the mystic. When the power's with people, I don't get pessimistic. Standing shoulder to shoulder, I hold my head high. Shoulder to shoulder, as we walk across the finish line. All aboard, I heard my
my sister sing. All aboard and bring your offerings. Well, that's me.
On 88.5 KCSN, the Arkells live, and that's a song called Knocking at the Door. We've got Mike DeAngelis as well as Max Kerman. Tell me a little bit about your experience of making music in this day and age and trying to make it in this business at this point in time.
Yeah, it's an interesting economic model, and it's different than it was before.
Yeah, well, when we first started, it was definitely, there was a bit of like the sky is falling kind of element to the whole thing, and we sort of maybe saw the last glimmer of like the 90s music industry still kind of kicking around with like the money and all that sort of stuff, and people who had made lots of money in that era. For us, I think our expectations were always quite low of the like potential to even make a living from playing in a band. So for us, anything above that threshold of like, don't have to have another job, just get to be in a band all the time, was sort of our only goal. And considering the time you were talking about, that could be your only expectation. Like, to expect anything more than that is really not likely. So we feel really lucky to be doing it as a full-time job.
And there's opportunity, modest, there. I guess. Yeah. Like the revenue streams are just a little different than they were before. Like, I think in the 90s, like, the festival circuit didn't really exist in the way it does now. I think there's an acceptance among the music buying population that bands sometimes collaborate with like brands and they can make money and make ends meet that way, which in the 90s that was shunned upon, you know?
Yeah, I feel like if a band in the 90s had a song in a commercial, you were like, that band is totally sold out. Like, this is like the last thing they ever get to do. I hope they made a lot of money kind of thing. Where now it's kind of like, oh, that band's in a commercial.
Sweet.
Now the radio starts playing it and all these people are really excited about this band. And it could be a car commercial or a whatever commercial, and it's just a whole nother way of approaching the music. And I think young people are less jaded about the whole thing. They get it. They're like, it's actually cool that you've been validated by a brand. You're a real band kind of thing. Very strange.
Well, that's good to hear. Yeah. Well, the band is here and ready to play another song. I do want to mention that the Arkells have a couple shows, one in town tonight at the Echo in Los Angeles, and then another one tomorrow night at the Casbah in San Diego. And they are also playing this coming Saturday, April 22nd, at Coachella. So all that coming up, plus lots of festivals around town. You can check it out, Google it, the Arkells, and see where they are in your neck of the woods if you happen to be listening online somewhere to kcsn.org. So we're going to listen to My Heart's Always Yours by the Arkells live here on 88.5 KCSN.
I heard you singing in the shower.
The alarm went off again, and now you're putting on your makeup. I'm still laying in the bed. I thought I could never stay. I feel stuck in one place. And then you came along, and I'm I believe you when you tell me you wouldn't have it any other way. All these visions keep taking up, taking up all of my time. Is this the right time? Every day I keep waking up, waking, thinking goodbye. Now if this is what it takes, I'll be here, I'll be waiting.
My Heart's Always Yours, live music here at KCSN from the Arkells. Mike DeAngelis and Max Kerman from the Arkells in studio with me, having a little bit of a chat. Talk a little bit about your new album, Morning Report, was kind of a collaborative approach in terms of producing it, versus the previous album, High Noon, was produced by Tony Hoffer kind of exclusively. Talk a little bit about the change in approach from having one producer working on the entire album versus having, let's say, four different producers working on a single album.
Yeah, well, we always like to try to learn from experience, and we like to think about the things that we enjoyed and things that maybe could be done better or differently. And I'm not so much of a studio rat, and the idea of hanging out in a studio to work on an album for 2 months straight seemed really daunting to me, and we've done that before. So I suggested that we just kind of take it in bits and pieces and kind of record when we have time off from the road. And I've observed the way like hip hop dudes make the records, or some pop artists, and even some of my favorite indie rock bands like Spoon. You know, they'll sometimes collaborate with two or three different producers on a record, and I thought that'd be an interesting thing to try. So we did the first couple songs in LA with Tony Hoffer. We did one with him again, and one with Brian West. And we went home, and about a month later, we did 5 songs with a producer named Gus Van Gogh. And then we did another 5 songs a couple months after that with a legendary dude who's from LA, but he came up to Toronto, named Joe Ciccarelli. And it was really just an awesome experience, because each guy is really qualified, and there's very good reasons why they are in the spot they are, like because they continually know how to produce bands and do a great job at it. And we had one guy mix everything. His name is Mark Needham. And I just like to think we picked up tricks from each one of them. And to me, it was just a really fun way to make a record. Nothing ever felt tired or stale.
Well, that sounds like a good reason to mix it up.
Yeah, it keeps it spontaneous. I think sometimes one session with one guy, towards the end, you know, when you're working on that 11th song or that 12th song, and it's all the same people, all the same studio, everything, at least personally, it feels like you might get a little burnt out of the whole experience. So this way, like doing one song with one person, it's very manageable, and you can kind of like compartmentalize that song and just serve that one song and not really think about the greater album as much. And then, you know, it's interesting then when you get to the end and you start shuffling them all up and you get one person to mix them, it doesn't really sound like, you know, 4 different producers or 4 different bands or anything like that. It sounds cohesive, but also eclectic for that reason that we, you know, broke it up.
One more song from Max Kerman, Mike DeAngelis and company. The Arkells are here at the KCSN studios, and they're going to play for us Savannah now, live on 88.5.
Thank you.
The Arkells live at 88.5 KCSN and kcsn.org. Savannah is the name of that one, and it's from their brand new album called Morning Report. Max Kerman and Mike DeAngelis have been in studio with me. Thank you guys so much for coming by today.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. As a reminder, the Arkells are playing tonight at the Echo in L.A. and then tomorrow night at the Casbah in San Diego. And this weekend on Saturday, the 22nd, they'll be playing Coachella. You are listening to 88.5 KCSN.